Ukraine doesn't seem like the right place to go looking for love these days, but the country is a top destination for Western men using online sites to try and find a new wife. Success is not guaranteed. Sean Walker is a journalist with The Guardian in Britain who spent a lot of time in Ukraine investigating this industry. In fact, he's written an e-book about it.
It's a really quite a huge business. The company that I went with had revenues last year of $140 million. And they're really trying to package this as in the way that internet dating has become acceptable in the last 10 years. They claim that this is just like internet dating. It's, as they call it, international romance. What seems to have changed in the last few years is that this extraordinary industry of very sophisticated scams, semi-scams, sort of quarter scams has grown up in Odessa. And so what happens is a lot of the time, these men are talking to a woman who doesn't actually want to get married to them. Sometimes they might even be married.
The men and women are meeting online and then at some point chatting online. And as you say, the men then pay for the time. Eventually they do meet, right?
I'd spent a week in Odessa last year with what's called a romance tour, which was about 29 people, the majority of them from the States. There were a few Brits, there were a few Europeans. There was even a Saudi guy there. And what they were doing, they'd spent their months and really, in some cases, huge amounts of money. And so they were coming over to Odessa for a week, and they were hoping that they were, at the end of that week, they were going to find a wife. They weren't sex tourists, these men. They weren't really looking for sex. They were genuinely quite lonely people, a lot of them. They were looking for love. They were looking for a wife.
There are agencies that are making tens of millions of dollars. Surely they can't all be a scam.
I mean, you know, I went there expecting to find a situation where fairly unpleasant, sleazy, misogynist men were going to be preying on these vulnerable women. And I sort of arrived expecting, you know, feeling sorry for the women and thinking the men were awful. Then when I began to understand just how much of a scam much of this was, I started feeling sorry for the men and thinking that the women were awful. And by the end of the week, I had no idea whether I was supposed to despise everybody or pity everybody. And it really sort of really messed with my head. But I think that, yeah, the one thing that's pretty clear is that these companies that are making millions and millions of dollars as the kind of middlemen here, I think we can be fairly clear where to stand on them.
Some of the time, right, someone is really looking for love, and there's an emotional toll, I would imagine, on everybody, whether someone is scamming or not scamming or really looking for love or having to leave her small village in Ukraine to move to a country where she doesn't speak the language.
Even with the women who were sort of openly scamming, I mean, one or two of the women that I spoke to who sort of explained to me how the schemes work, they felt horrified with themselves. They really despised doing what they were doing. But, you know, it was a way to make money. It was a way to support their families in a lot of cases, very difficult stories. So it's really a kind of concentric circles of unhappiness and misery for both sides, even if there is a lot of money involved.
I imagine with all the uncertainty now in Ukraine, it's having some kind of impact on the industry. Much of it is online, as you say, but some of it involves actual trips to Ukraine.
Well, I was talking just a few days ago to one of the women who I'd been speaking to there, who explained to me how all the scams were working. And she said that, you know, far from people being scared away, a lot of her friends said there were more men coming from the US in the next few days. The trips were still going ahead. You know, one of the things that attracts people to Ukraine and to this sort of idea of a fantasy bride is the idea that you're taking them somewhere that's better than where they've come from. That, you know, deep down, I think these men realize that they couldn't score a 25-year-old woman at home. So maybe they think, well, in Ukraine, they'll be so desperate to get out, they'll come with them. And of course, there's nothing like a bit of revolution and unrest to make these women feel, in their minds at least, that they'll be happier to run away from Ukraine and these men might find their dream wife.
Sean Walker of The Guardian. His new ebook is Odessa Dreams, The Dark Heart of Ukraine's Online Marriage Industry.